We're back. How are you doing, Radio Laurier? This is Lucas Galukas, and this is my show, Spectrum Music. We play indie rock and indie whatever else every Wednesday night from 6 till 7. This week, it's our last week of the semester, so we're doing something a little special. We're playing a little bit of Christmas music. Mostly indie Christmas music and a little not so indie. As well as a little something you'll see about halfway through the show. So be prepared for that. Start off tonight, we got a few classic Christmas covers, starting off with a really cool one by a slowcore band called Low. I played them a few weeks ago. Their dream pop element adds a lot to this cover of Little Drummer Boy. After that, a amazing cover by the Flaming Lips of Silver Bells, adding that iconic sound they have. And then finally, we have the Pretenders playing 2,000 Miles. So enjoy these three classics. And I will be back. That's right. Time for a little bit of news, guys. Anyway, unfortunately, we had the passing yesterday of Steven Hillenburg. He's the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants. Absolutely tragic. Lots of people, you know, tuning in, talking about how great of a man he was. I mean, he did create one of the most iconic cartoon characters of all time. One that I thought that was really interesting, one introspective, was Bex, who said he was literally like his neighbor for a few years, and they were really close friends. And in fact, he actually did Bex's very first album art for one of his, like, obscure demos or something like that, which I think is really interesting. In better news, Brian Eno's app Bloom becomes 10 years old around this time, and it's being re-released under the name Bloom 10-something. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's really cool. It's like a really simple music-making app you can download on your phone, and for the first time ever on Android. So I'll finally get to check it out. I'm really interested in that. And then finally, news-wise, we have a new Animal Collective song. It's all about saving the ocean and stuff. Something about that. They're really into that whole environmental stuff. They are called Animal Collective after all. So check it out. I haven't listened to the track yet, but I've heard it's pretty good. Anyway, up next we got two little fun tracks here. One from LCD Sound System. I say fun, but the track's called "Christmas Will Break Your Heart," which is a little less heartwarming than most of the other Christmas songs on this list. And then we got "Christmas in This Room" by Surf Giant Stevens. I have to play him, you know? He has literal multiple Christmas albums. So yeah, enjoy these next two. And then after that, we're going to be playing a little less, something a little more traditional, a little less indie. So enjoy. Christmas will break your heart if your world is feeling small. And we are back. Hope you enjoyed those last two tracks there, guys. Anyway, these next few songs coming up here, we're breaking the Christmas, the indie mold on the show for probably really the first time either, rather than one or two odd tracks. But before that, got any requests for the show? You can, a song theme, show theme, anything like that. You can hit me up on Instagram at Lucas_Galukas. That's Lucas with a C underscore G-U Lucas. Anyway, how are we breaking the indies thing today? We're starting with "Christmas and Hollies" by Run DMC, you know, the rap classic from the 80s. You can't beat it. And following that with a personal guilty pleasure of mine, none other than Wham! And, of course, "Last Christmas." Can't go wrong with that. And then finally, what is probably my favorite Christmas album of all time, the Charlie Brown Christmas album. I'm playing the track "Christmas Is Coming," the Vince Guaraldi Trio, who released this phenomenal album recorded in literally 2 days or something like that. Just a super iconic jazz album. And they're great as well. If you really like the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack, I would highly recommend checking out a bunch of their other jazz material. But yeah, enjoy these next three classics, breaking the indie mold for once. Mm-hmm. I could just play the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack and that's it for a show. That album is just so good, but we're not gonna do that. Up next, we're actually taking a break from the quick Christmas stuff for two songs. Can I talk about a little thing that's happening? I'm going to a show tomorrow. Valley and Ryland, they're playing at Maxwell's, just right down the just right past on Main Street. They're two fun little indie projects, jangle pop sort of thing. Anyway, I'm gonna go see them. So if you want to come visit me there, if you want to come to the show, you can come. It's $10, all ages, whatnot, you know. If you want to actually check out the Radio Laurier Instagram page, they're offering the chance to win a free ticket on there. So all you have to do, I believe, is tag a friend or something like that, and you can potentially win a free ticket to see these two amazing bands. So I'm going to be playing a track from each of them next. I'm going to be playing something off Valley's new album, Maybe Side A. The track's called Name Dropper. It's my favorite off the album. And then after that, I'm playing the new Ryland single called Nowhere Now. So enjoy these next two tracks as we take a quick break from the Christmas stuff. And that's Valley. Oh, give me a second with the mic here, guys. That's Valley and Wyland. So if you're looking for, if you want to hear them live tomorrow, make sure to check out that Radio Laurier Instagram page. Perfect. Anyway, we're wrapping up soon. Again, check for those tickets and whatnot. But this last little section here, we're getting back to the Christmas tracks, and we got something a little more energetic for these ones. These were some of the fun, really rocky, a little raw indie sound at the end here. Starting with a track by Julian Casablancas of the Strokes, with a track called "Christmas Treat," a Christmas Treat, which literally just sounds like Christmas Strokes. It's a really fun track. I'd never heard it before until I was trying to create this playlist. I really like this one a lot. After that, we have one of like seven or eight Weezer Christmas tracks. These are all a blast. This is my favorite one, the Christmas song. But you really got to check all those Christmas Weezer tracks out. They're something else. And then finally, we have a rare White Stripes track called Candy Cane Children. It was a little rare 7-inch for a while, but it's, I mean, you know, with the internet at all, it's finally surfaced on the internet. So you get to hear some extremely raw Jack White, but also Christmas music at the same time. So yeah, enjoy these last three awesome tracks. And that's all for tonight. And actually for the semester. Wow. What a good semester, guys. Thanks for tuning in all this time. If this is your first time tuning in, I mean, I'll be back next semester still, Wednesdays from 6 till 7, playing indie rock and indie whatever else all the time. But that's all for tonight. We had a little Christmas themed show. Our next one will probably just be new stuff again, because, you know, a lot of time will pass and I haven't done even new stuff in like 3 weeks. So we got a little bit of catching up to do on the new stuff. But that's all for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in once again. This is Lucas Galukas, and of Spectrum Music, and I am signing off.